This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Anchor Hour Special Ale 2008. It's an example of Category 21B Christmas or Winter Specialty Spiced Beer. Now, this is, you know, clearly a seasonal product. It's not out all year. It says on the neck label that it's available mid-November to mid-January, I think. Yeah. Anchor does this every year, and it's interesting because every year the formulation's different. They do a different recipe. They usually have something to do with the woods, or they have, you know, an evergreen kind of character in them, usually a dark beer, malty. You know, pretty much how the style is described. So keep that in mind. If you try a different vintage, it might not be, you know, have exactly the same character. And I'm drinking this right now less than 2 weeks before Christmas, so it's certainly in the appropriate season. So taking a look at it, it's a deep coppery brown color. Holding up to a light, I can see that it's very clear. It's got a large, light tan head, sort of rocky as it's settling, persistent. So all of that is great. So give that a 3. Smelling it, it's malty and spicy and woodsy. I'm getting molasses and toffee and pine or spruce. I don't know. It's sort of like eating gingerbread cookies in the woods. Those aromatics are moderate to moderately high. I get some malty sweetness, like a toasty malt, which really sort of plays up that Christmas cookie note. The malt has a richness to it. There's you know, these deep sort of sugary flavors in the nose, like treacle and toffee, pine needles. You get a little bit of alcohol. I get some sort of fresh ginger. You know, it's nothing off. Everything is well blended. It's, you know, very inviting. It's definitely a Christmassy character. And, you know, this style is all about giving you sort of this mental image of, you know, sort of Christmas in a glass, you know, something for the winter seasonal beer. So this was a style that was added in the 2004 guidelines. So it's really, really quite a range of latitude, but you really, when you have it, it ought to evoke Christmas. So that's really the best way to judge these beers. You have to be open-minded because there's a wide range of variation. What I look for is that it has some special ingredients in it. You know, something unique, something that seems wintry, and that the special ingredients are restrained and balanced. You know, I don't like spice-type beers where the spice is hitting you over the head. It really has to blend in and play well. So those are some of the things I'm looking for. So let's taste it. Oh, I'll give it a 12 on aroma. It has a rich, malty base. I get light chocolate, toast, and sort of a Munich or German-like richness. And there's the really malty, yeah, I called it a base, because there's other flavors on top of it, but it lays down this palate, that, or this canvas that other flavors play around on. So I'm really happy with that base malt. I'm tasting like molasses, ginger, spice cookies, like a light evergreen kind of flavor. It has maybe moderate bitterness. I mean, the bitterness is enough so that it doesn't finish sweet, but, I mean, you're not feeling, you're not thinking about, gee, this is bitter, until it gets to the end. And, you know, when you go and swallow, you feel a little bitterness, enough to sort of come up and balance the malt. But you're not thinking about it while the beer is, like, riding over your tongue. So that's just about the right level. You don't want these things to be syrupy. And you don't want the hops to get in the way of all the other special ingredients there. I'm not really getting much of a hop flavor, but, you know, it's hard to say with all the sort of spicy qualities in there. You know, they could be using some varieties that give that kind of character as well. So I'm not trying to pick it apart that much. You know, I just sort of get a spicy quality that's very nice. It has a moderately dry finish after having a full malty palate. And that's a good balance for this kind of beer. I mean, you want to feel some weight. You want the idea that it's a winter sipping beer, but you don't want it to be so sweet that you're not happy about drinking a pint. It really has great complexity and character. It's very good. I'll give it a 19. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium full body. Between medium and medium-low carbonation. It's smooth. I get a sensation of alcohol, but it's nicely restrained. I mean, they don't list the ABV on the bottle of this beer. But it doesn't seem huge. I mean, you want a little warmth coming out of them. Because, again, it's designed to warm you up a little bit. But it shouldn't burn. It's a nice sipping beer, which is exactly what you want it to be. So I will give it a 5 on mouthfeel. So overall, wow, it's Christmas in a glass. It's great balance, drinkable. Great malt flavor with spice, evergreen, deep sugar flavors. It's a super cold weather beer. Sometimes you get these beers and you get the feeling that, like, they need to age another year before you can drink them. So, they've been doing this for, a long time. Looking at the neck label, it says it's the 34th year they've been doing this. You know, I've had, probably half of them. It's something I look forward to trying every year. So you ought to go out and check it out in the winter. You know, look for the new release and buy some and try it, because you always want to see what interesting thing they're doing. So I like that it's not over the top in alcohol. You know, it's nicely balanced. It's ready to drink. So it's a nice Christmas present from the brewer. So I'll give it a 9 overall for a total score of 48. Really, really lovely Christmas beer. Really captures the intent nicely. So that's the Anchor Our Special Ale, Vintage 2008. Judged as Category 21B, Christmas Winter Specialty Spice Beer.